Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 205, behind the scenes of What's My Line. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out all the new stuff they've got over there, and all the old stuff too. Hey, we love reruns in Mayberry. Check out WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 205, is Steve Hinckley and Kathy. I threw that in for free. Kathy and Steve Hinckley. And the Mayberry Band. Thank you, Kathy and Steve, for your support of Two Chairs No Waitings. And I want to thank all of you guys who have donated in the past for just being a part of the show and keeping it alive and helping me pay some of the expenses. I do want to thank you for that. Tonight's episode, Two Chairs No Waiting, 205, is behind the scenes of What's My Line. By the way, I should say I'm your host, Alan Newsom of Two Chairs. Two Chairs No Waiting, if you don't know, is a show all about the Andy Griffith Show. If you hadn't figured that out from the Weaver's Department Store commercial, we talk about things about Andy Griffith and things related to Andy Griffith. Well, in a recent episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 203, called What's My Line, we took a look at Andy Griffith's appearances, three different appearances, on the CBS game show What's My Line. And on September the 8th, 2012, the Buffalo News newspaper published an opinion piece that focused on what happened behind the scenes of one of those appearances. That's right, the person that appeared on the same episode as Andy wrote into the paper with a wonderful opinion piece story about meeting Andy and his time on What's My Line. The fellow was a pumpkin grower, and he was the first contestant on the Halloween episode of 1965, which was October 31st, 1965, of What's My Line. Andy appeared on it. We talked about it, you know, 2 weeks ago on episode 203. Well, this guy's name was William, he went by Bill Price. And at the time he was 16 years old. So the Buffalo News, if you go to it's buffalonews.com, there is a story there, and we'll have links in the show notes about this. And I want to read you this amazing story. I think you're going to enjoy this. And I want to thank Joe from Grand Island, New York, for bringing this to our attention. The opinion piece is titled, Griffith's Passing Stirs Fond Memories. The July 3rd passing of Andy Griffith brings back very special memories. On October 31st, 1965, as a 16-year-old, I had the experience of a lifetime. I was a junior at Warsaw Central School and was a shy, introverted country boy. About 3 weeks before Halloween, I received a telegram, yes, in 1960s versions of email. The message was from the producers of the CBS show, What's My Line? The show inquired if I would be interested in appearing on the highly rated Godson Todman show. What a question to a rural teenager. Of course I would. Then a combination of fear, anxiety, and stage fright set in. In 1965, there were only three networks, and the prospect of appearing live in front of millions of viewers was mind-boggling. The local telegraph office was inside a local business, and news of the telegram soon spread quickly as gossip from Floyd's Barbershop in Mayberry. The telegrams came every 3 or 4 days. First, the producers wanted references to properly vet my young background. Finally, they decided I was good to go. Two airline tickets arrived via certified mail, and since I was a minor, my mother, Dorothy Price, accompanied me to the show in New York City. When the producers discovered I had never been in New York City, they arranged for a 5-day stay with an incredible, for the time, $500 in spending money. I was approved for my 15 minutes of fame because my line was pumpkin growing, and that particular night was Halloween. It was a weekend of many first-time adventures. My first commercial air flight, my first stay in a very upscale New York City hotel, and of course, the TV appearance. On Sunday night, a limo was dispatched to our hotel, and in royal style for a teenager, we were transported to CBS Studios around the corner from Ed Sullivan Theater. Upon arrival, my mom was directed to a front row seat, and I was shown where to walk by directions taped on the studio floor. About 1 hour before the live broadcast, I was ushered into a waiting area, and there he was. My mouth became dry, and when I attempted to return a hello greeting, I was taken aback by the familiar smile and that very familiar southern drawl. To my delight and amazement, the mystery guest was Sheriff Andy Taylor. He was warm, friendly, and very inquisitive about me. Soon he put me at ease and reminded me of our small town's roots. That conversation will remain one of very special moments that our travels through life embed in our persona. All too soon, we were ushered to the stage, and that classic intro music began. I was the first to appear that evening. I remember the extreme fear and a frozen place when John Charles Daly spoke his famous words, "Will you enter and sign in, please?" A voice from behind me, in that well-known Mayberry accent, said, "Go get them, boy." Then he pushed me onto the stage, and everything went well from then. After all, Sheriff Andy had my back. Out I went in the panel composed of Bennett Scherf, Arlene Francis, Dorothy Kilgallen, and Steve Allen. Francis, the crafty questioner, quickly guessed my line, but I was granted a $50 prize anyway. On July 3rd, we lost a great role model for America. Thank you, Andy Griffith, for a very special experience. May you rest in peace. Guys, I hope you enjoyed. I just love that story. Now, I thought this might be neat, and for those that are able to watch the video podcast, you'll be able to see this, but let's hear. This is William, is his name on here. His name's William Price, I think. Let's hear just a little of this video right here.
To play. We'll also have a famous mystery guest before my friends on the panel a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's meet our first contestant. Will you enter and sign in, please?
So here he is. He's signing in. This is right after Andy pushed him out there and go get him, boy. He's writing his name, William Price.
On the William board. Price, right, sir?
This is a 16-year-old young man. He's dressed in his suit. Right, you can see the nerves on his face.
Price, where are you from?
I'm from Warsaw, New York.
Warsaw, New York. Where's that up near?
Buffalo and Rochester.
Near Buffalo and Rochester. All right, may I present the panel, Mr. Price, and we will tell you that Mr. Price is a student, and he has an avocation in which we're particularly interested tonight, and that's what you have to play with. Will you join me over here, Mr. Price? And we'll let the audience in the theater and the audience at home know exactly what your line is.
So on the screen, they show Grows Pumpkins.
All right, panel, we would describe Mr. Price as self-employed and admit that he deals in a product, and we'll begin the general questioning with Mrs. Daly.
Thank you, John. Mr. Price, is this a product that I might like to have?
Yes.
Is the product one that one might put in one's mouth?
Sometimes.
Is there anything colorful about this product?
Yes.
Does it come usually in one color rather than a variety of colors?
Yes.
Does this product grow?
Yes.
Does it have anything whatsoever to do with this particular October 31st?
Yes.
You have something to do with Halloween?
Yes.
Well, you're not a pumpkin head, but maybe you have to do with them, do you?
Yes.
You grow pumpkins?
Yes.
Wow, she didn't even give him a chance, you know, because you only get money on that show if you miss the question.
I think the fact that Arlie did so well with Throw All the Cards Over. That's what we ought
you
to
bet.
Do.
You bet.
Well, we
tried. So they gave him $50.
I'm afraid, Bill, we tried to get away with something, and we didn't get away with it.
We've all been thinking about Halloween all day, John. That's the reason.
So if you'd like to see that, it's going to be, it is on YouTube, and so you'll be able to go back over there and check that out and see the whole video if you'd like to watch it. If you, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, a link to it will be in the show notes, so you'll be able to go directly to it and see this nice young man. Of course, you know, this was a while back. He was 16 years old in 1965. And William Pierce Price is his name. And wow, I just thought that was a really cool story because that we had just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And then here he is telling the story that he was on that episode of What's My Line. I just, that was awesome. Now, that again, that story originally appeared on the in the Buffalo News. So it's buffalonews.com, and it was where it was, there'll be a link to the story in the show notes. It's back on September 8th was when it was published. So I want to thank Joe from Grand Island, New York. I would say your last name, Joe, but there's a lot of consonants in it, and I I couldn't figure out how. But thank you so much, and I will definitely mention it on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter's email tomorrow. So thank you very much for that. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, we got a couple of other things. Had some questions from some of our call-in folks. So first up, let's hear this question from, let's go with John Lane first. Let's hear from
John. Yeah, well, it's John Lane. Just wanted to question. In Barney's physical, you can see Floyd kind of moving right when he's in the courthouse. And I was wondering, that's after a stroke, and I was wondering why he's able to move. So if you could just answer that for me, I'd appreciate it. Doing a good job, and bye.
Well, thanks there, John. I appreciate it. Now, John's always in our chat room, and he was asking a question about Howard McNear. Now, Howard McNear, for those that don't remember, he played Floyd the Barber, obviously. Hopefully, most of you remember that as Mayberry fans. But you may not remember that he had a stroke. Now, he had a stroke right after the episode Convicts at Large. It was after that episode was filmed. So the show actually aired on my birthday, actually, before I was born, but still, 1962, December the 10th. And so the show actually aired. So somewhere around that episode, he had a stroke. After that, he was off the series. That was in the season 3, and he was off until season 4, and, you know, an entire year, but it was from, you know, winter to winter. So he was on half a season each season. Anyway, Howard McNear couldn't walk well after that. Well, what you would see, he could still walk. He just couldn't walk well. And normally there was somebody standing near him, or he had his hand on a chair or something like that so that he would be able to brace himself. Because I believe it was the left side of his body was not able to move very well. It could move, but he didn't have good mobility. So that's what you were seeing, John, was him walking around and moving like that. Great question. Good catch seeing that. A lot of people that didn't know he ever had that stroke don't even notice that Floyd is not seen walking and moving around like he was in the first seasons, you know, where he's really jumpy and moving. That didn't happen after the stroke. So that's a testament to the way they filmed the show and to Howard McNear, the actor, as well. So, John, thanks for calling in. Had another question about Nat Pike. So let's hear this one.
Hi, Alan. Here's one for you. I was watching episode Quiet Sam from season 1, and Opie asked Andy for a penny because a penny struck by lightning is worth 6 cents. And Andy asked where he heard it from. Opie said he heard it from Nat Pike. And I was just wondering if, Aunt B says Nat Pike is only 4 years old, so it made me wonder if maybe Nat Pike was Mayor Pike's grandson or not. Just an interesting thought. You're doing a great show. Great job. Take care, Alan.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I would thank you by name, but you didn't tell me who it was, so I can't thank you. But thanks again for the call. And Nat Pike, maybe he was the mayor's grandson. I had never really thought about that. Now, he's talking about from the episode Quiet Sam. Now, if you guys hadn't heard this, this is the quote that he's actually talking about. Let me play it for you. But it's Opie and Andy and Aunt B are in the Taylor home talking about the lightning storm and stuff that's coming up outside.
Paul, do you think lightning will hit our backyard?
Now go ahead and give you Aunt B some worrisome notions, will you?
I ain't worried. I was thinking about putting a penny out there. A penny hit by lightning's worth 6 cents.
Who told you that?
Nat Pike told me.
Oh, Nat Pike is always telling Opie the craziest things.
You believe him?
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't put much stock in what Nat Pike tells you.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, he's only 4 years old.
He may be young, but he's been around plenty.
He may be young, but he's been around plenty. That's who they were talking about, Nat Pike. And Nat Pike, maybe he was the grandson of Mayor Pike. That's a good idea. I don't think I've ever heard anybody ask that question. So maybe somebody that's out there, it's a trivial expert, will be able to give us some information about that. But good catch. And let's say he is his grandson, because that just makes it more interesting, doesn't it? Well, folks, I want to thank everybody that has called in, and I'll continue to run through the voicemails and try to play them for us here on the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the What's My Line stuff, even though this, William Price was not really Mayberry related. His story about Andy saying, go, what was his exact quote? I love the quote because I can just hear Andy saying that. A voice from behind me in that well-known Mayberry accent said, go get him, boy. I can just hear him say that, you know. And then he pushed him out on the stage and everything went well from there. I just thought that was an awesome story, awesome remembrance of Andy. And the fact that we just talked about it recently just made it that much more special. So, folks, hey, I'd love to hear from you. If you've got some great stories like that or anything similar, just stories about things that have happened on the podcast or anything else, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and just leave your comments. You can also drop by the actual website and click on the send voicemail link that you'll see right there on the side of the screen. It's on the right side. And we would love to hear from you. I really enjoy it, getting to hear back from the listeners, because at least I know you're listening. Folks, hey, I hope you have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, guys.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.